Hey, welcome into Positive Light, where we're bringing a positive influence into this world and into your lives. Hi, I'm Bob Miles. How's everybody doing today during these unusual times? These times can bring a lot of different feelings to the surface, so we need to make sure we stay in constant contact with our Father. Remember to put our faith in Him. A lot of people are saying these are the end times. Well, you know, I don't know if they are or they're not. But I know that we should treat each day that it is the end times. So today's subject, which is very appropriate for today, is going to be on, do we underestimate God? You know, out of Psalms 46:10, it says, be still and know that I am God. So how many of us, including me, underestimate God, especially what He can do in our lives? So what does God want to do in your life? It says, I chose you before I formed you in the womb. I set you apart before you were born. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. But I protested, oh no, Lord, look, I don't know how to speak since I'm only a youth. Then the Lord said to me, do not say I'm only a youth, for you will go to everyone I send you to and speak whatever I tell you. Do not be afraid of anyone, for I will be with you to deliver you. This is the Lord's declaration out of Jeremiah 1, 5 through 8. See, God thought about you before you thought about Him. God says that He determined how He was going to use you for His glory before you even existed on earth. This does not mean that predetermine every single step in action. However, it does mean that God's got bigger plans for you than you ever dreamed. So when you look at the life of Jeremiah, you see that God planned for him to speak to a nation which was leaving God and following other idols. God said that He planned to use Jeremiah to speak to the world, a prophet to the nations, but more specifically, to the nation of Israel. Just like David, Joshua, Moses, Abraham, and Noah before him, Jeremiah wonders how God is going to pull this off. Jeremiah reminds God that he is only a boy. Inherent in the excuse is an underlying fear. Jeremiah is naturally fearful of what other people are going to say and do because of this kind of service. No one is really going to like him because of his message. Jeremiah says that he's too young for the job, although I suspect that he really is fearful that the people with power won't listen to him. God dismisses this fear with assuring words, don't be afraid of anyone, for I will be with you to deliver you. This is the Lord's declaration. Sometimes we need to quit underestimating what God can do in our lives. Many times we trust people and doubt God. Instead, we should doubt people and trust God. As Rick Warren said one time, doubt your doubts and believe your beliefs. Don't underestimate God. He can do more than you think. As we fully understand who God is, our hope in Him rises. When we underestimate God, our expectations of Him are low. If we come to know God through Scripture and a relationship with Him, we begin to see that He is so much more than we understood or were taught by assuming unbelievers. When we underestimate God, our expectations of Him are low. When we begin to see His true greatness, hope replaces resignation and rises. Here are some common ways that we may underestimate God. We underestimate how much He loves us. We may know in our heads that God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life, out of John 3:16. We can believe that, however, but not understand how personal His love for each of us is. We can mistakenly think He loves everyone, big deal. I'm just part of the package deal. Or we can think that He cares more about rules than our best interests. So we fear Him, expecting lightning to strike us when we make a mistake or sin. We may even strive to be perfect to win His approval. God does not expect that of us. Out of 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. God loves is unconditional and complete. He actually adores us, wanting to be with us. waiting for us to approach him in prayer, to interact with us. Out of Jeremiah 31:3 says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. This is perfect love. In Romans 8:38 and 39, Paul expresses his inviolable security in God's love. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Unless you can agree with and relate to Paul's deep conviction that we are secure in God's unconditional love, you are not experiencing the fullness of his love. And we underestimate his power. No matter how overwhelming things can seem at times, the enemy isn't more powerful than God. There is a battle raging for the souls of mankind, but God already has declared victory. We mustn't be deceived that the enemy created by God can outwit God, even for a moment in time. Ephesians 6:10 says, Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Jeremiah 32:27 says, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? God's side is the safe side. He empowers his people and helps them, no matter how desperate things appear. We may know that God is powerful and able, but my question is if he will choose to use his power on our behalf. Paul has faith that God is on the side of his people, and that he is actively involved in our lives. He says in Romans 8:31, What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Not only is God powerful, but he is for us. Go to him in your weakness and pray for him to demonstrate his power in your life. 1 Peter 5:6 says, Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Not only is God powerful, but he's also entrusted this power to us through his Holy Spirit. Before Jesus left earth, he gave us his Holy Spirit. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. John 14:16. In Acts 1:8, Paul says of the Holy Spirit, You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Not only is God powerful, but he also entrusts this power to us through the Holy Spirit. He invites us to be part of the building of his kingdom on earth. So we underestimate his plans and direction for our lives. God did not create us, then take a seat in heaven, waiting to see what we'll make of our lives. Psalms 139, 1 through 6 speaks of an intimately involved and concerned Heavenly Father. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind, and before you lay your hand upon me, such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. God has given us intelligence and choices, but he will also help us with decisions when we ask. Psalms 32:8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. His plans for you are good. He wants us to live rich and satisfying lives. John 10:10 says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Because of Christ, each of us has purpose and a destiny and the hope of abundant life. So we underestimate his mercy and forgiveness. It's tragic, but we sometimes carry around guilt and remorse from sins that God has long ago erased from his memory. Psalm 103:12 explains, As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. This visual contrasts with the picture of the self-condemnation of carrying our sins and regrets on our backs everywhere we go. Paul asserts boldly in Romans 8:1, Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And because we make mistakes and may slip up, we are assured in Lamentations 3:22-23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Psalms 86:15 tells us, But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth. Our God is compassionate and merciful, forgiving and kind. We can count on that. We can confidently reject the enemy's attempt to burden us with guilt and shame, and we can rest in his constant grace. And we underestimate his desire to be with us. Some of us are so busy dutifully serving God that we don't realize that he wants to be with us because of who we are more than for what we do. In John 15:15, he tells his disciples, I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father I have made known to you. Jesus desires to reveal himself and God's secrets to those who serve him. We shouldn't settle to be servants when Jesus wants to bring us into his inner circle. Revelation 3:20 describes Jesus' desire to commune with us. He says, Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they will with me. James 4:8 also says, Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. God is accessible 24/7, because he neither slumbers nor sleeps, as Psalm 127:4. He always wants to be with us. He actually seeks to draw us to him. And we underestimate his compassion toward us. At times, it's easy to feel like God is giving us too much to handle and that he can't possibly understand how hard it can be. If he did, we'd reason. He wouldn't make us go through such hard times. We may feel abandoned, overburdened, or misunderstood by God. In truth, no one knows us better than he knows us. Hebrews 4:15 tells us, For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. Jesus walked the earth, fully God and fully human. He gets it. God knows how difficult life is. John 16:33, we are encouraged by Jesus' words, In this world you have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Through trials we are not alone. He is our help in these times. He offers to carry our burdens. We need to cast it to him. And we underestimate his creativity. If we are in hard situation and don't see a way out, we can become seriously discouraged and hopeless. The good news is that God is all-knowing and is not bound by time. So he has our situation figured out even before we realize we are in it. Our prayers invite him to come into our situation and to work his miracles in our lives. His orchestration of situations and answers to our prayers can blow us away. Jeremiah 3:3 says, Call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Yes, there is much that we do not know. Psalms 40:45 speaks of God's awesome, inspiring, above our understanding ways. Many, Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you've planned for us. None can compare with you. Where I speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. It's amazing that God is the ultimate power, creativity, originality, and wisdom in the same God that loved us enough to come down to be with us on earth. Can this very God that longs to call us his friends be the God that some of us struggle to believe, trust, and worship? Psalm 100 verse 5 says of God, For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. He never asked our forefathers, children, to sit through long, harsh services on splintering hard gray wooden benches in order to please him. Mankind came up with that. Instead, God wants to walk with us, talk with us, and encourage us. He loves us. He will always leave us in awe at his love and goodness. Accept great things from our great God. Don't underestimate him. So next, I'd like to play you a song. I love playing songs that are reference to what we're talking about. And today's song is again by Tommy Walker Ministries. And again, you know how to reach him. The song is called Greater Than Great. And here's the song.
Oh,
She has another great song by Tommy Walker. And the part that I like is right from the start. It says, greater than great, stronger than strong, higher than high, wiser than wise. Our God, He is above and beyond. Let's not forget those lyrics when we pray. Greater than great. So I'd like to tell you a story on stress and turning it over to God. A professor walked around a room while teaching stress management to an audience. As she raised a glass of water, everyone expected they'd be asked the half-empty or half-full question. Instead, with a smile on her face, she inquired, "How heavy is this glass of water?" Answers called out ranged from 8 ounces to 20 ounces. She replied, "The absolute weight doesn't matter. It depends on how long I hold it. If I hold it for a minute, it's not a problem. If I hold it for an hour, I'll have an ache in my arm. If I hold it for a day, my arm will feel numb and paralyzed. In each case, the weight of the glass doesn't change, but the longer I hold it, the heavier it becomes." She continued, "The stresses and worries in life are like that glass of water. Think about them for a while and nothing happens. Think about them a bit longer, and they begin to hurt. And if you think about them all day long, you will feel paralyzed, incapable of doing anything. It's important to remember to turn your stresses over to God as early and often as you can. Put all your burdens on Him. Don't carry them through the day and into the night. Remember to put the glass in God's hand." So don't underestimate the power of God to turn your life around. Having faith in God is realizing that He has never left your side. He will always be there for you, no matter how far you've wandered off. He loves and cares for you more than anyone ever could. He listens to every single prayer you've uttered, and nobody is truly capable of comprehending your pain and suffering except Him. There are times when you'd feel alone and helpless, and you'd start to question His presence, even more so when you don't get the things you've prayed for. You may feel that the whole world is against you as you're drowning in your own problems. You keep searching for the light just to find that you're stuck in a never-ending tunnel. But let me remind you that nothing happens by accident. Whatever you're going through has been tailor-made for you. Everyone's battles are different, so you should never wish for the battles of others. The pain you're enduring is preparing you for bigger and tougher trials ahead. It is impossible to be more patient and resilient without having problems in life. Every trial has valuable lessons, not only for you, but also for those around you. Don't ever underestimate His power to help you turn your life around. Don't ever lose faith in His mercy. You would just need to allow Him to lift you up once again. You need to accept that no matter how strong you are, sometimes you cannot heal on your own, and nobody has to go through it alone. So, the next time you feel lost or devastated, remind yourself that God is just a prayer away. He will guide you and heal you, but you need to trust that He will. His aid will eventually come, but you will need to learn to be patient in the process. Everything happens in His timing and not yours. He knows what's best for you and when's best to give it to you. So I'd like to tell you a dream I had when I first became a Christian. So when I first became a Christian, I was really fearful of the devil. I knew he could easily tempt me, and I didn't want to falter as a Christian. So I prayed to my God about this. And here's what God did. He gave me my answered prayer in a dream. In my dream, I was wrestling the devil. I understood wrestling because I grew up wrestling through school and became quite good at it. But in my dream, I was losing badly, getting whipped by the devil pretty good, in fact. When at the side of the mat, Jesus was there and told me to tag him. I said, "What?" He said, "Tag me." So I tagged him, and he came in and started to really beat up on the devil. It was great to watch, and the devil didn't have a chance. Jesus was about ready to pin the devil when he looked at me and said, "You need to tag me back." I said, "Okay." And I tagged him back. He told me to pin the devil. So I pinned the devil. And Jesus said to me, "You can defeat the devil with my strength and only my strength. Don't forget that. And I haven't. And when I think of underestimating God, I think of that dream, and I know I can defeat the devil and do numerous other things with Jesus' strength. So out of Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. I'd also like to tell you another story that will help you keep God in perspective. So there was a flood coming to an area, and people were preparing for the flood. A friend of a man came up to him at his house in a pickup truck and said, "Hey, buddy, let's get all your stuff in the truck and let's get out of here. The flood is coming." The man replied, "Oh, no, 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 no. God will provide." So the friend left with his truck. So the flood hit, and the man's first floor was flooded at his house. So another friend came up in a boat and said to the man, "Hey, get all the stuff you can fit in the boat. Let's get out of here, and the flood's still going to get worse." The man said, "No, no, no, no. God will provide." So the friend in the boat, he left. The flood got worse, and the man was stuck on the roof of his house. A helicopter came by, and he said to him, "Hey, don't worry about your stuff. Just get in the helicopter. Let's get out of here. The flood's still going to get worse." So the man said, "No, no, God will provide." So the helicopter left, and the flood got worse, and the man, he drowned, and he went to heaven. And he's in front of God, and he goes, "God, how come you didn't provide for me?" And God answered, "I sent you a truck, boat, and a helicopter. What else did you want?" So how many of us can relate to that story? So we need not to underestimate God, and we need to see what God is doing in our lives. Look for the blessings you have, especially during these times. So those two stories I just told you, the dream that I had about wrestling the devil and the flood coming into the man's area, well, I keep those pretty much on my heart at all times. So I know that if something arises in my life, that I can use God's strength to get through it. And I know that God blesses me on a daily basis. Am I perfect about His strength? No, I'm still a work in progress, like we all are. So my prayer as always is going to be that God blesses the journey you're on with Him and that you embrace the path that He has you on. So next week's topic is going to be on self-worth. And that's not what's in your bank account. So make sure you connect with me. I'm at positivelightpodcast@gmail.com. I'm also on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Please connect with me if you have any questions, comments. Just connect with me with one of those three ways. You can catch me anywhere you download your podcast for free. And I hope everybody has a great week, and we'll be with you next week.